I wanted to briefly touch on women's basketball. And right now,
that's kind of a surprise.
I don't know if you've noticed, but UTA. It's Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man.
Colonel Miller, it's Clarence Murphy, the maintenance man.
Well, Clarence, you're about to to tell us a story, I know, but I wanted to let you know before you started, we're on the air and we're about to talk about UTA's women's zone defense.
No, well, I was just down in the boiler room giving the pops the old once over with the monkey wrench and heard you guys were about to talk about, football and baseball.
Yeah.
UTA women's zone defense, and I thought I'd come up and... And tell you an old sports story, and if y'all wanted to use it on the air later on, you good.
We are on the air.
Well, this was back last Thursday in 1886, and it was me, Constitutional Architect James Madison.
You're lying already.
World War One Flying Ace, the Red Baron.
You're lying.
Horse Penis was with us.
Who?
A petrified horse penis. And Britney Spears. And you know, it seemed like someone else was with us, and they had local ties.
Were they a local media member?
Seemed like they were. It was let's see, I don't know if I can remember. Channel 8 Dairy Queen Macy Jackson.
Dairy Queen.
She was with us anyway. Well, the Red Baron and Macy were pretty hot and heavy at that point, and James Madison and I had begun experimenting with the art of the sword fight. So we were pretty homo together, and of course, Brittany had us all scrambling for our video cameras whenever she produced the petrified horse member,
which obviously
we were entrusted to take to the British Museum for their display on Etruscan genitalia.
Obviously.
Yeah, the museum, see, they were going to restore it because a junk dealer in Louisiana had glued a chronometer to it and, you know, kind of had a little funny novelty timepiece or something, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, anyway, all we had was Macy's Volkswagen, so we had to drive all the way to Britain in that thing.
You can't do that.
Since we couldn't afford train tickets anyway.
You don't have to make this stuff up. We like you, Clarence. You don't have to make up stories.
Well, James Madison sat on my lap in the back, and beside us was the Red Baron and Macy, you know, doing their thing next to us in the back of the Volkswagen. Well, although I'd hooked up with the future president, I still wanted to get a piece of that Macy, as I knew she was destined to take over for that sorry-ass Scott Sam at some point. Well, this made Britney Spears upset as she drove in the front seat where she was sitting with Matchbox 20. Anyway.
What?
So we were halfway to Scotland when the Red Baron takes off his shoes and stinks up the Volkswagen to high hell.
Oh, gosh.
So everyone starts arguing. Macy's taking the Red Baron's side, Britney is taking James Madison's side, and I'm singing show tunes with Matchbox 20. Well, Rob Thomas is holding the horse penis in the passenger seat right in front of me, singing into it like a microphone. Well, Brittany gets mad at Macy for defending the malodorous Baron, whereas I somewhat sided with the big-breasted B-Low beauty. So there I am, singing the high note in a Vita. And Brittany slams on the brakes, and everyone goes flying forward. And here I am, sailing towards Rob, who was the only one wearing a seatbelt.
Mm.
So there it was, halfway across the Atlantic. When I first tasted antique Etruscan horse clock.
Oh, my
God. Remember, could have had a chronometer.
Right. Yeah. Horse clock.
Anyway. So I blew them all away with a shotgun and went on to London and got drunk by myself carrying the horse thing in my pants.
Oh, what a quick turn of events.
Yeah, just wanted to share that sports story with you.
Not bring any food for us?
Well, no, I didn't bring any food, but head on down to the boiler room when you get a chance. I just made some fresh cyanide capsules. I mean cookies.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Bye, Clarence.
See y'all later.
That's Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man, here on the Donovan Miller Show.